Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
We're reporting today from our nation's capital, the annual Washington Watch for the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. One of the folks we caught up with yesterday, Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office, who says job one for NCBA, the cattle producers, continues to be getting TPP approved.
It is a top priority, and we feel very confident in the partnership we have with Secretary Vilsack and with the President and U.S. Trade Representative Froman in pushing this thing forward, because we know it's going to take all of us to really talk about the benefits and to be able to show why we need to get action as quickly as possible. You know, we continue to get pushback that this is going to be something that will happen in the lame duck session. That may be the case, but we're not going to let people rest on that, because we are one of the commodities that can go in and talk about the money that we are losing today. It's not about a what-if scenario for us. It's what we're losing now. And we just need to make sure Congress understands that every day they fail to act, that's money out of our pocket as an industry.
What kind of reports did you get back from cattle producers as they were here for the spring legislative meetings? A lot of them went to their members of Congress to talk about TPP. What did you hear as far as feedback?
Yeah, that really runs the gamut, Ron. We had some folks that really didn't know what the benefits were of TPP. They really hadn't taken the time to understand it, which was concerning, just considered how much effort has already been expended on talking about TPP in Congress. You had those that had already made up their mind one way or the other, and they were holding firm, and then a lot of them that were just on the fence and probably wouldn't make a decision until after the election because they were concerned that this could be something that would sway their election results. So, all of those were pieces of feedback that we got from our members. All of them are pretty concerning, because typically trade would have received a little bit more of a positive response, and we just didn't get it this time.
Cattle industry lobbyist Colin Woodall on the need to get TPP done sooner rather than later. Regarding the possibility of a lame duck session approval of TPP, John Doggett, longtime lobbyist for the National Corn Growers Association, says don't hold your breath. He says, I've been around for 30 years, and all the years of various lame duck sessions, he's seen maybe one or two things approved. And every time there's a whole laundry list of things that folks say need to be done. He says it's going to be a hard lift to do that. Now, let's talk a little bit about the latest on our crop progress numbers. We are ahead of the five-year average on corn planting nationally. For our winter wheat crop, we improved a little bit this last week. As far as the Southern Plains is concerned, the good to excellent ratings are up 3 percentage points in Oklahoma to 59% good to excellent, 53% for Kansas, up 4 percentage points, and Texas at 48%, up 3 percentage points compared to last week. Heading about half done now in both Texas and in Oklahoma. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the Limousine and Limflex production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 7th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. Some 150 head are being sold as 101 lots, including 50 purebred and Limflex fall pairs. For more information or to receive a catalog, call 580-597-3006 or visit the website at www.hallchr.com. The number again, 580-597-3006.
At your farm news, reporting from Washington, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.